It's time for some fish bites here. Last report of the 2023 season. We talked earlier this hour about ice fishing, and I again want to just remind everybody, Navi, that it's way too early to be doing that. And the latest report from Strawberry was it was beginning to form, but nowhere near what you'd want to have underneath your feet out there.
Nope. Ice fishing isn't on my agenda here. I'm not talking about ice fishing.
So where are we going?
We're going to Utah.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
All right. So here we go. We talk about these windows of opportunity and what to fish, when to fish, and how to fish. That's kind of what fish bites is. And we got a very interesting window that people overlook. And I'm talking urban fishing. Right now, we have all these wonderful little streams that roll west out of our mountains, and the fish are migrating to the warmer water. So I want you to fish down the street. I know it's Christmas Eve when you're hearing this, and, you know, I want to get away for a couple hours just to get out of the rat race and not do some shopping and go get some quiet time. Well, look, all of our rivers are fishing well in town, and I'm talking the Weber, for example. If you fish the Weber, what would be on the west side of 89? I'm talking from the mouth of the canyon all the way down to Riverside Golf Course, all the fish that can migrate. And I say can because there are some obstacles that don't allow the fish to go. But if you can find a place where there's plenty of, you know, open water with no obstacles, the fish are low. They go to the warmer water. So that right now is fishing incredibly well, and it doesn't fish well all year. It fishes well now. Same with Logan River, from the mouth of the canyon down into what's called Logan River Golf Course again. You go down into those trees, you're going to do just fine. And you're like, what, 30 minutes from your house?
Yeah.
Let's talk in Salt Lake, same issue. Big Cottonwood Canyon, that creek comes down and it goes right through the heart of Salt Lake City. And by the way, that little creek is loaded. So you might overlook it, but don't, because this is when the fish are thick. Let's go to the Provo River. You want to fish below Bridalveil Falls all the way down again to the Provo Golf Course, down towards BYU campus. That area right in there, it's a river, and the temperatures are ideal. And this is where the fish are migrating. You can literally find any of our rivers that you normally drive up to fish in the mountains. You fish them right now in town. And it's a quick getaway. I mean, we're talking just a little trip away from the home for a couple hours, catch a few fish, and, you know, ignore the hustle and bustle. So you don't have to drive far right now because the fish are coming to you. So it's a little secret that few people know about. But literally every one of our streams are fishing down in the lower bottoms, down in town. And it's a good time to get there. You're going to nymph for them. Or if you're going to fish a worm, that's fine. But you're going to drift it along the bottom. And you're going to do this visually because the strikes are going to be ever so subtle because the water's cold and they're not going to attack it. They're just going to let the current drift it into their mouths. So watch those hesitations on your strike indicators. And you're going to catch plenty of fish and not be far from home. Before we finish fish bites, I want to say a number of my former students have been trying to hit me up on flies because they don't have any place to get some of those flies that I know that only I tie. They just don't have access. And if they didn't learn how, it's really been a problem. And I've found through email that they need some help. So I'm going to say wildtrouts.com, if you're one of my students, and you're really out of flies because it's been a while since I've been able to supply anybody, just give me an email and I will get you what you need. I mean, I have more time than I've ever had, and I still love to tie flies. So just send me an email and I'll tie up whatever you want. Because the last guy that was over at my house getting me to tie him a few flies was saying there are other people who really are desperate for those flies because I do have my pet secret flies, and they're not secrets. It's just people don't know how to tie them, and you can't buy them. So, yeah, just send me an email, and I got plenty of time. My wife had me clean up my fly tying area now for the holidays. But it's very accessible, so I can tie whatever you need. Just wildtrouts@AOL.com.
Back in the days of the shop, when you were owning that there on Main Street in Kaysville, we relied on Finn and Mickey to actually tie our leaders. So that was kind of the go-to back then, but it's nice to know. And it's probably even more fun for you at this point of your life to do a fly tying.
Yeah, I was always too busy. I was burning at both ends my whole life, teaching fly fishing and teaching high school and getting to the rivers on the weekend. I had no time to tie, but I do now. Yeah. And I enjoy a little Christmas music and tying flies. So just hit me up on email, wildtrouts@aol.com. And I get what you need.
That is if you can take him away from his golf game, which we're doing right now because he's in Mesquite, Nevada.
I'm only going to play one day. It's just that I'm on my way to Vegas for the game, and it's not really great snow back home. So, I'm going to hit the ball around.
All right, buddy. Good points. As always, Fish Bites for another week. Thank you, sir. ABC News coming up at the top of the hour. We'll get you up to date on the latest things happening here in Utah and around the world. Down by the river.